准备好。
我宣誓，
我宣誓，
我坚决退出中国共产党。
我坚决退出中国共产党。
因为共产党是暴政党。
共产党是暴政党。
共产党是专制党。
共产党是专制党。
我再一次声明。
我再一次声明。
我坚决退出中国共产党。
我坚决退出中国共产党。
下面跟我喊口号：停止迫害法轮功！
停止迫害法轮功！
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 练功自由！
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 停止迫害法轮功！
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 练功自由，
练功自由，
结束一党专制，
结束一党专制，
建立民主中国，
建立民主中国，
中国人民要人权，
中国人民要人权，
中国人民要自由，
中国人民要自由。
朋友们，我们中国民主党世界同盟坚决站在法轮功朋友一边，反对中国的迫害，要人权，要自由，要结会。另外，我也希望通过今天的结会，把我们抗议中国的决心和反对中国迫害的决心鼓舞全世界所有爱好和平的人士，尤其是我们海外的华人和中国国内的同胞，都能够勇敢地站出来退出中国共产党，并且能够加入到中国国内维权抗暴运动当中，与中国专制做坚决的斗争，为未来实现文明开化的民主国家而共同奋斗。谢谢大家。
Just now we have seen that Mr. Wang Jun, who is the chairman for the China Democracy Party World Union, he has brought more than 60 people and to quit the Chinese Communist Party at the scene of the rally. And he also swear with others to support the freedom of Falun Gong practitioners inside China to struggle for the democracy in China. Thank you.
谢谢。
啊，谢谢你们啊，谢谢你们那个现场退出中共组织的那个民众，谢谢。Next speaker is Dr. Tian Liang Zhang. He's a commentator of New Tang Dynasty TV, Communism of Epoch Times and China specialist. 下一个发言的是张天亮博士，他是新唐人电视台特约评论员，大纪元时报的专栏作家，华府问题专家，中国问题专家。
Thank you, Dr. Yu. Today I'm going to specially talk about the youth set, which is a very serious issue now. On June 16th, youth set, a satellite operator, broke its contract and stopped NTD TV signal. This is a very serious issue because NTD TV is the only Chinese TV station that provides uncensored news to tens of millions of Chinese families. Since its establishment, NTD TV, as one mainland viewer said, quote, like fresh air and one feels suffocated without it, end quote. Okay. Since the establishment of NTD TV, it shakes the base of Chinese Communist Party regime with truth. And CCP has tried its best to cut NTD TV off. Just a few weeks ahead of Olympic Games, Giuliano Bretta, the president and CEO of Eutelsat, fulfilled CCP requirement by a flip of switch. After NTD TV signal was stopped, Eutelsat claimed that it is just a technical anomaly. But Reporters Without Borders, a human rights watchdog journalism group, released their investigation. They said that it is not a technical problem, but a political move. They have enough strong evidence to demonstrate that, and CCP was behind the whole conspiracy, and President Breda has become Chinese Communist Party's accomplice. Today we are here to support 40 million people who quit the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliations. It is a clear signal that the Chinese people are repudiating Chinese Communist Party. But ironically, President Breda is going there, try all his best to hug the Communist Party by trading in the charter of UDSET, which is promoting the principles of non-discrimination, equal access, and respect for media pluralism. President Breda, have you ever thought why Chinese Communist Party come to you once and once again? Why is the CCP so annoyed by the NTD TV signal? Why is the CCP spending billions of dollars to establish the information boarding wall? The reason is only one word. It's very simple. Only one word, that is fear. Because they fear that people may know the truth on how they kill and persecute Chinese people. They fear that people will stand up to fight for their human rights, and they fear that people will eventually get rid of CCP and bring these dictators to justice. President Breda, open your eyes. Look at the assault rifles in the hands of the armed police who are checking each and every vehicle that is going to Beijing. Please look at the missile right in front of the Olympic Stadium. Please look at the large-scale gathering and the protesting against the Communist Party, even caused by a very small, tiny incident. Please watch that Chinese Communist Party is using even three people to safeguard one wire pole during the Olympic Games. And clearly, these security measurements are not targeting the terrorists, but the Chinese people. President Breda, CCP is about to finish. It is on the brink of collapse. If the CCP feels so insecure about its own regime, how come you feel secure to do business with them? If you side with CCP, you are siding with the murderers and the persecutors, and you are standing against the Chinese people. And when one day in the near future, when the CCP is finally terminated, how can you face the Chinese people? President Breda, you are not only challenging the charter of the UDSET, but you are also challenging the founding principle of the United States of America and other democratic countries. And you know, it is a shame. It is a shame on you, it's a shame on the UDSET. That's why you do not answer any question from us. And as your representative said in Beijing, you are very afraid of the supportive and righteous voices from democratic country. So what he is afraid is exactly what we need to do. We should stand up and say no to President Breda. If a communism regime can manipulate UDSET, we are 100% sure that if international community is united, we can reverse the UDSET decision. Meanwhile, we should continue our efforts as we did it today here to help Chinese people to quit the Communist Party and spread the non-commentaries on the Communist Party, which will bring the freedom to China. We call for all the people who have firm belief on the freedom to demonstrate our firmest determination to end CCP tyranny, and we know that we will prevail because justice will prevail. Thank you.
Our next speaker is a special invited guest, Mr. Bo Qiaotang. He's a spokesman of China Interim Government. 下面是我们的特邀嘉宾唐伯乔先生，他是中国过渡政府的发言人。
天我要讲的题目是将共产党扫进历史垃圾堆。
Hello everybody, the title of my speech today is to kick the Chinese Communist Party to the historical trash can.
今天我们来到这里庆祝四千万勇士退出中共及其所属组织，这是一个历史性的时刻，我们正在见证这一伟大的历史时刻。今天我们可以自豪地说，我们已经创造了历史，中华民族历史上最伟大的一场民间抗暴运动、退党运动正在走向全面胜利。可以预见，中华民族离实现民主、走向文明的一天已经不远了。
Today we are proud to announce that more than 40 million Chinese people they have quit the CCP, and the end of the Chinese communist regime is very near. And this is the proud time of all of us.
今天离北京专制腐朽政权举办的北京奥运还有整整二十天，在人类历史长河中只是刹那一瞬间，可是在中华民族的历史上，这二十天将是改写历史的二十天，这将被历史所记住。
Today is only 20 days before the Olympic Games begin, which is held by the incorrupted Chinese Communist regime. 20 days is very short, but these 20 days will be very, very much historical meaning for the old Chinese, and will witness the big change.
中华大地正在全面苏醒，中华儿女正在奋起反抗，全民反专制、真民主的抗暴运动正在形成燎原之势。我们呼吁全体中国国民在奥运前和奥运期间展开一场全民抗暴运动，为贵州欧安被自杀的花样少女讨还公道，为千千万万上访无门的反民讨还公道，为六四大屠杀的死难者和受害者讨还公道，为千千万万无辜受迫害长达九年的法轮功学员讨还公道，为八亿被贬为二等公民的农民和民工讨还公道，为遭受深重迫害的地下教会的教友讨还公道，为少数民族受迫害者讨还公道，为中共历史政治运动受害者讨还公道。
The Chinese people is waking up right now. We appeal to all Chinese people inside China and around the world to stand up, to struggle against the Chinese Communist Party, to bring justice, and also for those people who have been suffering from the Chinese Communist Party's atrocities, including the Falun Gong practitioners, including all other peoples. Thank you.
中国有句古话，民不畏死，奈何以死惧死。今日之中国，广大民众早已是民不畏死。我们从最近贵州欧安民众的全民抗暴，到北京市民袭击上海闸北公安局，再到湖南张家界农民用炸弹攻击地方政府等一系列激烈的民间反抗，乃及全国网民为此叫好，可以看出中共已成了丧家之犬，如过街老鼠，人人喊打。
There's a saying in Chinese literature that if people do not fear about death, so what can you use to scare them? Right now, people inside China, they don't fear against death anymore. We can see from the cases of Ong An and Guizhou, and also the people, you know, who killed those evil policemen in Shanghai. And this is the spreading message to all Chinese people that we have to, you know, the Chinese Communist Party's regime is ending.
为了早日结束中国人民的苦难，为了让全世界拥有一个更和平的生存环境，为了人类的公益，我们号召全体中国国民在八月八日前后前往各自的省会城市举行规模空前的全民抗暴运动，一鼓作气将共产党扫进历史的垃圾堆。
In order to end the sufferings of Chinese people and bring the just to the daylight, we appeal to all these Chinese people inside China to stand up against the Chinese Communist regime on the day of August 8th and to end the Chinese Communist regime.
今天我们在这里不仅是声援四千万勇士退出中共，也是在向全世界庄严的宣告，中国人民不再是沉默和任由宰割的羔羊。我们希望全世界，尤其是西方民主国家政治领袖，尤其是美国政治领袖，能擦亮眼睛，清楚地看到中国大地正在发生的一场巨大的变革运动。
We are here not only to support those 40 million Chinese people who quit the Communist Party, we also announce to the world that the Chinese are no longer the slaves of the Communist Party. We appeal to all those people, including those foreign governments, especially the US government, open your eyes, you see clearly what's happening in China.
并为此做出你们应有的贡献。
And do whatever is necessary and whatever you should do.
我希望当你们前往北京参加奥运开幕式的时候，别忘了那些仍在为中国的民主进步和人权改善而失去自由的善良的勇士们，别忘了全世界千千万万为他们呼吁呐喊声音少有沙哑的善良的人们。你们应该与那些因维护人类正义和尊严而受到迫害的人们站在一起，你们应该与我们站在一起。
I hope when you go to the Beijing's Olympic ceremony, open ceremony, you should remember those prisoners of conscience. You should remember those people who are appealing for those people, and you should stand together with them, with us, instead of the CCP.
当这场全民抗暴的风暴来临的时候，你们会坚定的，我相信你们会坚定的选择站在我们的一边，与我们携手完成终结当今世界最邪恶。最庞大的专制暴政，我相信当中国迎来一个年轻的民主政府的时候，你们会真诚地向我们伸出援手，帮助我们尽快完成从专制走向民主的转型。
I believe when the day comes when this all people anti-CCP movement to the height, you will stand with us and I believe you will send your helping hands.
朋友们，当中国走向自由和民主的那一天，一切的荣耀归于你们，归于所有为了中国的民主和文明而做出了贡献的人们。谢谢。
My friends, when the day comes of the democracy and the freedom for Chinese people, the glory will belong to you who have been struggling for the freedom and democracy in China. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our final speaker of today will be Dr. Dayong Li. He's the co-founder and executive director of the Global Service Center for Quitting the CCP and the co-founder of the Future China Forum. He's going to present for us today the resolution for the 2008 DC rally to disintegrate the CCP and end all persecutions.
最后一个发言呢，我们有请全球退党服务中心发起人及执行主任、未来中国论坛的发起人李大勇博士，他将宣读和通过2008年华盛顿退党大集会解体中共、结束迫害的共同决议。
大家好，各位来宾，各位朋友，我现在宣读一下解体中共、结束迫害公众集会的大会决议案。宣读完以后，请大家鼓掌支持。解体中共、结束迫害大会决议案，鉴于生存权和信仰权乃天赋人权，神圣不可侵犯，任何肆意践踏他的个人和集团必将被历史否定和抛弃。鉴于中共以令人发指的邪恶镇压真善忍修炼者， 其暴政夺走了8000万生命，以史无前例的背天弃神的魔性，对中华文化和自然环境进行了毁灭式的破坏，其恶行昭昭，罪不容赦。鉴于民众曾不断地给予中共机会，通过上访、上书、绝食、谏言、坐牢等所有可能的方式，帮助其人做出正确的选择，并通过改良来自我完善，结果这些良性善意的为争取基本生存权和信仰权的民众，均被作为敌对势力进行残酷打击，包括迫害维权人权的律师。鉴于中共对天象警示视而不见，不思悔改，并加大对众多民众的迫害，奥运原本是天赐良机，中共本可以借此机会改善人权，而中共却一意孤行，利用奥运残酷打击善良民众，招致天怒人怨。中华民族是最能忍耐的一个民族，倘若有一丝生存的机会，都愿安身立命。所谓好死不如赖活，但是中共就能残暴邪恶到让你赖活都不成，除非你放弃一切正义和良知，成为行尸走肉。神州大地绝不是共产邪灵横行霸道的天下，当中共的邪毒本质和末世败相决定其已经无法改良后，在忍无可忍之后，我们中华儿女必须宣告解体中共，结束迫害。无所作为的幻想必须成为历史，被动的承受必须成为历史，坚决的、主动的、尽快的解体中共，才是荡气回肠的主旋律，才是再现英雄辈出的沃土。无比沉重的代价才换来今天这个简单的结论，只有解体中共才能结束迫害，复苏我们中华民族久远的使命吧，复苏我们作为万物之灵的人的尊贵。退出中共，解体中共，在这里失去的是束缚我们、残害我们的恶魔，得到的是美丽人性的回归、圣洁精神的洗礼。退出中共，解体中共，这里是最强大的反迫害之路，这里也是中华民族重生的正道。每一个人都有使命，每一个组织都有使命，在这个历史变国的关头，当上承天意，以应民心，各政党组织、各社会团体、各宗教信仰、各武装力量，让我们一起参与到踊跃退出中共、主动解体中共的历史行动中，形成中华民族的空前团结，缔造我们民族重生的灿烂辉煌。谢谢大家。同意我们今天大会决议的，请鼓掌、举手、奏乐。谢谢大家。
Thank you, Dr. Lee. Thank you, everybody, for being here. We'd like to conclude today's rally with one more performance by the Tingguo Marching Band. After this performance, please stay here and get ready for our grand march through Washington, D.C. to call for an end to Chinese communist tyranny and an end to the persecution of all peoples.
朋友们，先生们，我们今天声援中国民众4000万退出中国共产党组织的大集会到此结束，让我们共同努力，一直到解体中共、结束迫害的那一天。现在请天国乐团再为我们高奏一曲《法轮大法好》。
谢谢大家，我们接下来马上准备做大游行。现在我在这边宣布一下我们这个方队的那个顺序哈，听到的话请往那个路口那边集合，那边会有学员指挥。第一个就是我们的主题，这个解体中共结束迫害的主题班的先过去啊，跟着那个学员往后面走。对，他那个谁跟着那个谁第二个就是下面就是请天国乐团跟随这个主题的 banner。 Keith, can you direct them? The major banner. Yeah, the starting point. 还有另外一个就是我们需要30位， We need 30people to distribute flyers. You can go to the tree now if you can help. We need 30 people to distribute flyers. 30位去发传单。
Yes, yes.
到那边有一个树下，陈彦青在那边。
Okay. 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 This way.
请所有同学先暂时不要动哈，你们拿了 banner， 我们到时候要一个一个排的。Please keep where you are now, temporarily.Please, can you direct them? They don't know where to go. Okay, 天国乐团能够希望跟随那个主题的 banner 是第二个。那个酒瓶共产党，那个先不要动。 九瓶共产党的 banner 先不要动，其他的蓝色 banner 先不要动。OK,